Council, you may be excused. We have admission ceremony. You can stay if you'd like, but you don't need to. The next matter on our calendar is the admission on motion of attorneys who have been approved by the court, actually informally, to be admitted on motion. Our procedure is that I will ask the presenter one at a time to come forward to the podium and briefly state why you believe the applicant you're representing would make a good member of the Bar of Ohio. If the applicant will please stand in place as you're being introduced, so we can see who you are. At the end of the presentation, I'll ask the applicants to come forward, and Justice Sweeney will administer the oath of office. The first presenter is Thomas Anastos. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Please, sir. My name is Tom Anastos. I'm here to move the admission of my brother James for admission to the high bar. My brother, I have no question about qualifications. I've known him for 39 years. He's been a member of the Virginia Bar for 5 years. In my opinion, a member of good standing. I know he's a member of good standing, person of high moral character. I believe he can be invited admission to the high bar.
Thank you. Jack Alton.
University and the Duquesne School of Law, practiced for 3 years after law school as an assistant district attorney of Allegheny County. Since 1975, has been a partner with the Pittsburgh firm of Jones, Gray, Gray and Grace, where he's a partner. He is a member of several important committees with the American Bar Association and with the Allegheny County Trial Lawyers Association. And he concentrates his practice in the areas of property and fire insurance litigation, arson and fraud defense, product liability, and subrogation. I recommend his admission.
Thank you. Ira Goffman.
May it please the court. My name is Ira Goffman. I'm from the Royal Brawl Goffman. Cleveland, Ohio. I've been an attorney since 1981. I'm pleased to be asked to be able to present Jonathan Bailey for you for admission to practice law in the state of Ohio. Mr. Bailey has been a practicing attorney in New York and Connecticut since 1985. He's an former assistant U.S. district attorney in New York and former assistant U.S. attorney in Connecticut. And he's a good moral character.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Michael Weiss.
May it please the court, I would like to admit, move to admit Ken Besser to be in the bar of the state of Ohio. I've known Mr. Besser for a year and a half. He's very active in a lot of different civic associations that I'm also active in, the Columbus Bar Academy. He goes to the synagogue here in town. I know his family. His wife's a doctor. He's practiced law in Tennessee for 6 years, and he has an excellent reputation in Columbus.
Thank you. Michael Gegenheimer.
Ohio in 1996, joined with Owens Corning, and
Thank you. William Sitterly.
May I please report? I'm William Sitterly from Lancaster, Ohio. I'm pleased to petition that Monette Cope be admitted to the Bar of Ohio. She graduated from Ohio State Law School, which is good credit. She practiced 6.5 years in the state of Illinois. Most of her family lives here in the state of Ohio. She is related to me by marriage, and the family is very pleased she's been willing to return to Ohio. During the 20 years that I have known her personally, she has fine moral reputation, good character, good integrity, and I'd be delighted if she could try to support her.
Thank you. Thomas Rosenberg. Schmidt, Jr. Van Hyde. Arthur Coble.
May it please the court, John Coble from Toledo with Obrecht and Coble. I'm here to move the admission of Jack Gilbride to the court. Jack is a 1982 graduate of the Detroit College of Law, and he's admitted at the bar both in Michigan and Indiana. Most importantly to me, however, and this reflects upon his moral character, he helped a childhood friend of mine who is also a lawyer in Detroit deal with a difficult battle with alcoholism. Jack has helped mentor and help guide my friend, and I am delighted to be here to report and recommend his admission to the Bar of Ohio.
Thank you. Barbara Kerbsack.
Court, I'd like to introduce to you Mark Greenlee. Mr. Greenlee is a 1983 graduate of Capital University Law School. He was admitted to the Pennsylvania Bar the same year. He has been a member of the standing of the Pennsylvania Bar since that time. In June of 1996, he moved to Cleveland, Ohio, where he assumed the position of the Regulatory Counsel for the Federal Reserve Bank. I hereby move the admission of Mark Greenlee.
Thank you. John Beavers.
Court. I'm John Beavers, Mansion Partner, Berger Neckel. I'm here to move for Judge Sheldon Cox for admission to the Court of Ohio. Sheldon is a graduate of Yale University. He has been admitted to the bars of New York and Minnesota. He is since 1984. He's been a professor of law at Ohio State University, and I recommend the admission of Sheldon W. Calvert.
Thank you. Dennis Burns.
He's a professor of law.
Please, the court. I'm Dennis Burns, Assistant General Counsel of Stone Towers. I'm honored to present Elder Carl Hoover for admission to the practice of law in Ohio. Dow received his undergraduate degree from Northwestern University in 1982 and his Juris Doctorate from Harvard Law School in 1985. He was first admitted to practice in Texas in March of 1986, where he's a member of standing. Dow is presently the General Counsel of Stone Towers. I've known Dow for about a year and a half. Together we are the legal department at Sterling Power Sink. In every situation which Al has worked, Al has conducted himself with the utmost honesty and integrity. I can say with absolute confidence that Al possesses the requisite character, fitness, and moral qualifications for admission to the practice of law in Sterling, Ohio.
Thank you. Scott Brown.
May it please the court. My name is Scott Brown, and I'm a practicing attorney in West Virginia, Ohio. Today gives me great pleasure to be here on behalf of Howard Klatt and move for his admission to the bar in the state of Ohio. Howard graduated from West Virginia College of Law in 1989 and has been licensed and practicing in the state of Ohio, in the state of West Virginia since that time. We are associates in the firm of Wheeling, West Virginia. Howard is of the utmost and highest moral character. He has the highest integrity, he respects people, he's just an asset to the profession, and I recommend him without any, I highly recommend him without any reservations.
Thank you. Philip Lee.
May it please the court, my name is Philip Lee, I'm an associate with Thompson Hine and Torrey here in Columbus. I'm representing Andrew Colasar for admission to the Ohio Bar. Mr. Colasar is a member in good standing of both the Pennsylvania and Washington, D.C. bars, a graduate of Georgetown County Law School. I strongly recommend him for admission to the Ohio Bar.
Thank you. Jennifer Stainforth.
May it please the court, my name is Jennifer Stainforth. I am here to present Professor Christo Lassiter for admission to the Ohio Bar. Professor Lassiter graduated from the University of Michigan's Law School and is currently teaching at the University of Cincinnati, where he taught me personally not only the substance of law, but very much was a shining example of responsibility and integrity, personally and professionally.
Thank you. Thaddeus Rieger.
May it please the court, I am here to present Philip Majorca for admission to the bar in the state of Ohio. Mr. Majorca graduated from John Carroll University and then from Federal University School of Law. He is a member of the Florida, Georgia, and California bars. I have known Mr. Majorca for 15 years and would recommend him highly for admission to Ohio.
Thank you. Jeffrey Neil Linderman. Thank you. Costa Masters.
May it please the court, my name is Costa Masters. I'm a Supreme County prosecutor in Jefferson County, Ohio. I have the privilege of presenting the court attorney Frank Moore from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Frank Moore graduated from the University of Pittsburgh Law School in 1990. He has been a member of the Pennsylvania Bar for 7 years. For most of that time, he was an assistant district attorney. He is now a private practice for the last 2 years. I became acquainted with Attorney Moore when he married my cousin 3 years ago. He has survived the strict scrutiny of my family, and I heartily recommend him as a vouch for his character and for the admission of Attorney Moore's law.
Thank you. Joe Irwin.
May it please the court, I'm an attorney with Vogel Sang House here in Columbus. I'd like to move for admission of Paul Pusateri, the Ohio Bar. Mr. Pusateri has been hired by our firm. He's a graduate, 1991 graduate of Case Western Law School, and thereafter been practicing for the past 6 years in New Mexico, and I believe will make a good addition to Ohio Bar and move for his admission.
Thank you. Sarah Jane Miller.
He's been admitted to the New York Bar since 1976. I've known Judge Roger since he came to our office in 1991. I can vouch for his character and his integrity, and I believe he's meant to find addition to the Ohio Bar.
Thank you. Douglas Mann.
My name is Doug Mann from Dyer, Robert Mann, Schultz & Dayton. It's my privilege and honor to represent a friend of mine, Pierre Tislow, J.P.R. Tislow, for admission to the bar. I've had the opportunity to know Pierre since approximately 10 years. He used to be a law clerk at my firm. He's moving back with his wife as a prosecutor in Chicago for the past 6 years. And I was going to set up practice in Cincinnati. The only regret I have is that we didn't hire him fast enough. And again, he is an asset and continue to be an asset to this profession. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there a motion that the applicants be admitted to the Bar of Ohio?
Move admission.
Hearing no objection, the applicants will be admitted upon the administration of the oath. If the applicants would please come forward and form, if you can, a single line in front of the bench, facing the bench, if you will, please. Maybe not a single line. Okay.
So, please raise your right hand. Your statement of the following oath indicates that you either swear or affirm to be bound by this oath. I, repeat your name, thereby swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States. Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio. I will abide by the Code of Professional Responsibility in my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court. I will conduct myself with dignity and civility and show respect towards judges, court staff, clients, fellow professionals, and all other persons. I will honestly, faithfully, and competently.
Competently.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Of an attorney at law. So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
I'd like to congratulate you on behalf of the court. We have a very strong bar in Ohio. You've been admitted on motion, which means that you don't have to wait for bar results, such as 1,400 people are waiting until another week and a half. We hope that your admission to the bar means that our bar is stronger, and we would urge you to remember your obligation to give something back to your profession. Thank you very much. Good luck. Marshal, please adjourn court.
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye, this open session of the Supreme Court of Ohio now stands adjourned.
Thank you.